I bless you for being in church today. Good to see you here, each and every one. May the Lord richly bless you. Our scripture reading will come from Mark chapter 9. Has God been good to you?
Amen.
He is good all the time. Glad to see James here this morning. The Lord keeping his hand on him. Amen. Glad to have Kelly here today. Kelly Bentley. That's Kelly up here too, again. Amen. Mark chapter 9 and verse 43. Let's go to 42 and we'll pick up preaching starting in verse 43, but let's read verse 42 also this morning. The Bible says, "And whosoever shall offend one of these little ones that believe in me, it is better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and he were cast into the sea. If thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. And if thy foot offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter halt into life than having two feet to be cast into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. And if thine eye offend thee, pluck it out. It is better for thee to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than having two eyes to be cast into hell fire, where their worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched." Can we pray? Lord, thank you for the privilege to be in your house this morning. And thank you, Lord, for your goodness to us. Thank you for bringing each and every one of us safely here. Pray, God, that you'll speak to our hearts from your word. Lord, you know the word that you've laid on my heart. Help me to deliver it. Anoint me with the fire of the Holy Ghost. God, and I pray that every yoke will be destroyed this morning because of the anointing. Pray, God, that you'll open our hearts and our ears to hear and our hearts to receive. And I pray that you'll have your way in Jesus' name. The church said amen. Amen. You may be seated. I would like to preach this morning from these verses of Scripture. He says, it's better to have one hand than have two hands and be cast into hell. He said, it'd be better to have one foot than have both feet, two feet, and to be cast into hell. He said, it'd be better for you to have one eye than to have both your eyes and to be cast into hell. I want to preach this morning on two hands, 2 feet, 2 eyes, but in hell. I've got my hands still. I got my feet still. I got my eyes still. But I'm in hell. Now, I want to preach along these lines if y'all will gather near here just for a little while. And that is this right here. Your hands is what you do. Your feet is where you go, and your eyes is what you see. And there are people that will not serve God because of what they'd have to quit doing. And there are people that will not serve God because of where they'd have to quit going. And there are people that won't serve God because they'd have to quit looking at what they're looking at. But what good's it going to be for me to have both my hands and do everything I want to do and go to hell? What good's it going to do me if I have both my feet and go everywhere I want to go, but go to hell? And what good is it going to do me if I have both my eyes and I see everything that I want to see in life, but I go to hell? My Lord, do you feel what I feel this morning? Such a stirring in my heart. Amen. So many times we are not willing to surrender to God because of what it will cost us. Now I stand here flat-footed and look you square in the eye and tell you it might cost you one of your hands. It might cost you some things that you are doing. You might not be able to do everything you want to do. Hello? Y'all with me this morning? It might cost you a foot. You might not be able to go everywhere you want to go. You might not be able to travel everywhere that you want life to take you. It might cost you an eye. You might not be able to see everything you want to see. It is very important for us to realize that the Bible tells us the lust of the eye. It said, love not the world in 1 John 2 and 15. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Verse 16 says, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. It is not of the Father, but it is of the world. Verse 17, and the world passeth away. Amen. And the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of the Father abideth forever. So I'm going to preach this morning for, amen, if the Lord will help me on. I have two hands. You got both your hands this morning. I get to do everything I want to do. I got 2 feet. I get to go everywhere I want to go. I got both my eyes. I haven't given them to God at all. I get to see everything I want to see, but I am in hell. Are y'all with me this morning? I would like to petition the church this morning to say a prayer for me, if you would. Amen. I feel like the Lord has laid this word upon my heart. And if you could just pray for me that God would touch somebody's heart. Amen. And touch somebody's life. What a shame to do everything we want to do. What a shame to accomplish everything with our hands. It's a great handicap for a person to lose an arm or a hand. I've known different ones that lost a finger. I did know one time that was paralyzed in his arm. I have known people, amen, that had just one arm and it seemed like they done well. But the restrictions that they had. Now I know with modern technology and all and things going on, they're amazing. Matter of fact, you might not believe this, but some of these rock bands, scientists have created an arm that would mount on their shoulder for drummers, and they can actually drum with 3 arms. They're playing, and I haven't told Evan about it, but most drummers I know, they don't even need 2 arms, let alone 3. But you can look that up, and they're doing research on it and all. But they've got these drummers that are playing, and man, there goes that 3rd arm, just a playing right there, just a beating on them drums and going at it. But the handicap in losing a hand, the handicap in losing the arm. And I have to be upfront with you this morning. When you sell out to God, there will be a part of you that you feel like is handicapped. Handicapped because of the requirements God will require of you. There'll be a part of you that you'll feel like the devil will whisper up, say, look at all the things you can't do. And I know he magnifies it, but I'm going to just shoot straight this morning. There's things that, amen, that people won't serve God because of all the do's and don'ts. Can y'all say do's and don'ts? You know what I'm talking about this morning? Amen. A lot of people have walked out of the house of God because of do's and don'ts. But let me just throw this in here for free. It won't cost you nothing. There ain't near as many walked out over the do's and don'ts as they had over the hypocrites in the church. Hello? So I think we ought to just live right, amen, and do what God wants us to do and don't do what God don't want us to do. Amen. Not near as many people have left the house of God because of the do's and don'ts as they have over the people that faked it. Y'all still with me this morning? Y'all are mighty quiet in here this morning. 2 hands, the handicap, what we do. You know, we'll stand in judgment with God for what we do. The Bible tells us in Revelation chapter number 20 and verse 12, amen, that there was a judgment. And the Bible says, I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. The books were open. You get that? The books were open. God is keeping a record. Amen. And another book, singular, was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books. Amen. According to their works, the things that they did with their hands. There's a lot of people that have accomplished great things with their hands, have done all that they wanted to do, but they went to hell with both hands. And Jesus said it'd be better for you to not do everything that you think you've got to do and go to heaven than it is to accomplish all these things with your hands. I'm not going to serve God. I might not be able to do all that I want to do. He said, it's better for you to go into the kingdom of God with one hand than it is to go into hell with both hands. And so what is it that, amen, that causes us to shy away from salvation because of what we can or cannot do? Amen. He said right here, having two hands to go into hell. The untold millions accomplished all their dreams with their hands, but they went to hell. And many people went to heaven handicapped. Amen. And never did all that they wanted to do, but thank God they made it to heaven. Thank God they made it over there. I want you to know there's nothing worth going to hell over. The Bible says, amen, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. The accomplishments that man does with her hand, amen, and you know, to get it amputated, oh, what a loss. Or to get it taken off, you know, and to lose an arm or lose a hand. And I heard where Adam was there, and as God was fixing to make Eve, he started talking about how he's going to make this help meet for him that was going to do everything he said to do, going to obey him. I mean, just everything, and clean and cook and wash and all this. He said, you won't never have to worry about nothing. And Adam said, what's it going to cost you? He said, an arm and a leg. He said, what can I get for a rib? But anyways, y'all need to lighten up a little bit right here this morning. But you know, the handicap, the amputation, you know, and the loss and of a hand. But I want to turn it to the loss of things that we want to do. Amen. Because there's a lot of people that make excuses and they've got plans and ambitions and they may get them done. Let me ask you something this morning. What if you get all your plans done? What if you get everything you want to do in life done? Wouldn't that be wonderful? But what about your soul? What if there is no restraint to your hands? No ropes on your hands. No, and we know it don't turn out that way. The devil lies to us. But let's just say you accomplished everything in life with your hands. All of it got done, but you still went to hell. I'm preaching on two hands, two feet, two eyes, but in hell. I've done everything I want to do. I've accomplished everything I want to accomplish. I've built everything in life I want to build. I have done it. God has blessed me. God's helped me. But to go to hell, God has required. The Bible tells us in Ecclesiastes, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Amen. Said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment, every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil, will stand before God. Excuses. Think about, amen, Paul standing there, was it before Felix? Amen, that Felix said, go your way. When I have a convenient season, I'll call for you. You know what? I wonder if it wasn't, amen, some things that he wanted to do before he got right with God. He wasn't ready to go to the operation table in his mind and in his heart. Amen, and maybe miss out on some pleasures of life, miss out on some things of life. There's been a lot of people, amen, that chose not to miss out on accomplishing things with their hands, but rather chose, amen, to die lost and go to hell. Do you hear the words in red that we read this morning out of God's word? It said, you have two hands, but you go to hell. All the things in life that we want to accomplish, if we accomplish
sin. Oh, the loss if we don't die right. Oh, the loss in all the accomplishments in life. No matter what our hands achieve, no matter what our hands do, it's all a waste if we don't make it to heaven. You agree with me this morning? Let's move on. Thy foot. I've got both feet, the places we go. What about the places you go? Does the places you go please God? Amen. Where you're going, the place you go in, the crowd you hang around, does it please God? He said, if your foot offend thee, cut it off. Oh, to be handicapped. Amen. And only have one foot or one leg. I've seen people that achieved great things. And we've seen in a day and hour where, amen, with inventions and scientists and medical, amen, achievements that people have went on and made good in life, and I'm thankful for that. But I'm talking about spiritually this morning. Amen. Many a people, brother, amen, JB, have not came to God, amen, because they didn't want to lose a foot. They didn't want to go everywhere they wanted to go. And so therefore, they keep both their feet, and all through life, they go everywhere they want to go with no restraints. Amen. With no holding back. They run as fast as they can run. They go as far as they can go. They jump as high as they can jump. And oh, sometimes we as Christians look and think, oh my, I'm so tied down with this one leg. Hello? You ever feel like, amen, all the things that the devil offers you? Look at what you could do. Look at where you could go, young person, young man, young lady. Look at all the places you can go. Look at all the sights you could see. Look at all the wonders you could experience. Don't go to that altar and let him cut that foot off. Don't go to that altar, amen, and let him restrain you, because that's what the Lord will do. He'll restrain you. He'll whisper in your ear and say, don't go in there. He'll whisper in your ear and say, don't walk with that crowd. He'll whisper in your ear and say, you don't go there. Amen. I'm telling you, so many times people have chose to go to hell rather than not go everywhere they wanted to go. The Bible tells us in Proverbs chapter 2, amen, in verse number 15, my son, walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy path. Refrain from their path. Amen. The Bible says that broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be that go in thereat, and few there be. I hope I still have a praying church this morning. Few there be that go into that straight gate. Amen. Oh, the restraints. Oh, the restrictions. Oh, this or oh, that. Now I know this morning any saint of God would get up here and say, amen, God has given me more liberty than I ever had serving the devil. Amen. I love the Lord and love living for God. But I want you to know, while that person is sitting there making up their mind, every devil in hell is making them think about all the places they can't go and all the things they can't do and all the things they can't see. But I come to preach to you this morning. You got two hands. You're doing everything you want to do. Nobody's telling you no. Nobody can tell you no. Nobody can restrain you. You got two feet. You can go wherever you want to go. Shove off the Holy Ghost. Shove off the dealing of God. I feel the presence of the Lord this morning. You can go everywhere you want to go. And we're going to get to the eye in a little while. You can look at everything you want to look at. Amen. But I see an individual here that has done everything they want to do. Went everywhere they want to go. Amen. Saw everything they want to see. But they went to hell. The Bible says, there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Oh, how so many times the devil lies to young people and lies to us as individuals. And we think, oh man, this is just the way. This is it. The old preacher was preaching not too long ago, several years back, but he's preaching. There's a row of boys that had promised their mom they'd come to church on Friday night of the revival. And they came to church. And the preacher preached on hell. And he preached on how far is it to hell. And he talked about how hell may be closer than you think. You know, eternity may be closer than you think. The boys stayed until the altar call. They got up and left. Amen. Not making much of a scene, but, you know, hardened heart, and went out and they got to laughing in the car. They pulled into a filling station, and it was one of those full service filling stations. And the guy come out and he's going to pump the gas. They said, you know, the guy said, no, I'll pump it. And the boys, somebody, and he said, well, you know, he gave him $5, said, put $5 in it. One of the boys, a little bit harder, leaned up, said, give us just enough to make it to hell. And all of them, five of them boys went to laugh and carry on. He said, yeah, that's good. He said, give me just enough, sir, as you think it, how far it is to hell. And that man turned around. He said, boys, it ain't going to take you long to get to hell. And he said, I pumped 15 cents in the car and gave them the change. $4 and 85 cents. Turned around there and gave it to them. And said, shut it. And the boys went off laughing. Said, we'll have to stop somewhere else before they ever got out of sight. Amen. They wrecked that car and burst up into flames. And he ran down there as every one of them died and went into eternity. Now, I know that's a very bizarre story. Now, I want to ask you this morning, how far is it for us to hell? Your feet going. Amen. And many times the Holy Ghost will deal with us and say, don't go in there. Amen. Don't go there. Have you heard the Spirit of God say, don't go there? But rather than get that foot cut off, I'm going to go where I want to go in life. Who is it that's sitting here, a young person, young man, young woman, or any individual that's sitting in the house of God this morning, and you have made up your mind, you're going to go where you want to go? Amen. I tell you, you can have both feet in life. You can go all the places you can run from one end of the earth to the other. There's a lot of places to go. There's a lot of sights to see. Amen. But what is at the end of your road, friend? I pray that somebody would realize this morning, it's a whole lot better to have one foot and hop around and people, amen, run a whole lot faster. It's a whole lot better to be limited in this life than it is to have all my wants and ambitions and every dream fulfilled and every sight I want to see and go everywhere I want to go. It's a whole lot better to be limited in this life than it is to go to hell. Bible tells us in 1 Peter 4, I'm talking about walking and going places. He said, for as much then as Christ suffered for us, arm yourselves likewise the same mind. For he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. In other words, dead to sin. That he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. For the time past of our life may suffice us or allow us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles. In other words, there was a time I got to do whatever I wanted to do, go wherever I wanted to go. When we walked in lasciviousness, which is basically just immoral lifestyle. Walked in lasciviousness and lust. The lust that anything we want we'll get. I think about Solomon. Everything he wanted, he got. Amen. If his eyes saw it, he got it. Amen. But he died a wretch. Amen. And oh God, have mercy upon, amen, the soul that dies away from God. The Bible said it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. I've stood by many a bedside wondering if they was right. And every time I would try my best to get an opportunity. Amen. Are you right with God? I remember one man, his family, they was from Chicago and they stayed right there. And anytime I'd try to start, amen, seemed like I could never get through. I came back to the church. I began to pray, God, you've got to give me an opportunity to get in there and talk to this man. Amen. I knew he was getting close. I got in the car and in the middle of the day took off to Longview. Amen. No one was there. prayer. Amen. And God gave me that opportunity. Are you right with God? I'd rather talk about crackers and cheese. I'd rather talk about fishing. Amen. But there's a reality. You'll stand before God one day. Are you right with God? I remember being in a hospital in Tyler. Amen. And finding out after I prayed with him, found out he knew. Amen. I turned around, went back. Amen. I'd already left the hospital, turned around, went back, drove up there, pushed that button. I know it's not visiting hours for the ICU, but I'm the preacher. Would you let me in there to see room whatever, 410? Amen. I'll check with a head nurse. Amen. She come out. It's not visiting hours. I won't take long. Would you give me just a little time? Amen. We'll give you a little time. I went back in. I got in his ear, brother. Amen. You're fixing to cross over. Nobody was there but me and him. I'm telling you, it's a fearful thing to fall in the hands of God. Amen. Not long ago, I was in Good Shepherd. Amen. He's already crossed over. Amen. But, you know, I was hearing about different things. I wanted to get him there and find out. And I got right in there. Amen. You know, everybody's not got the crossing like Brother John. Amen. Not everybody serves God and lives for God. Amen. You have that confidence. And I'm not the judge of any soul. Amen. God's the judge. Amen. But I'm telling you, I've got a message. Amen. I went in there. Amen. Nobody's there. I got right down right in his face. Are you right? Are you right with God? Are you ready to meet God? Amen. I hope God raises you up from here, but are you right with God? Amen. Another one. Amen. Was down there in the, you know, in the specialty hospital at Good Shepherd not long ago. Kept going in there. Couldn't get no time. Finally, the Lord set the time up just right. Amen. Oh, God. I got to talk to him and pray with him. Amen. I hope he's right with God. Amen. I hope he was right with God. How about you this morning? You got both your feet this morning. You can go everywhere you want to go. In other words, you can do everything you want to do. But are you going to heaven? I remember went in there and prayed down there at that specialty hospital. He was a neighbor of the old church for a long time. I remember talking to him about his soul there in his house. He said, I feel like I'm saved 40% of the time and not right 60% of the time. I called his name. I said, I hope, amen, that God takes you when you're right on that 40% of the time. But God let him get down real low. Amen, get down real low. And I kept going by to see him. Never could get in there when they didn't have him all hooked up and everything couldn't get right. But thank God, I went in there one day and got to praying with him. Amen, the Lord come by and helped us. Amen, and only God knows. But I know I went back that evening. Amen. And he wasn't in the bed. And she said, man, she said, preacher, amen, did you know he passed away? I said, no. She said, well, you're the first one by here. Said, we just got him out of here. We, you know, haven't even told his niece yet. My God, hallelujah. What about that crossing? Amen. What about that crossing with you? Amen. Yeah, you got both feet this morning. You get to go everywhere you want to go. Or maybe you're a young person and you're planning on going everywhere you want to go. I'm going to go everywhere in life I want to go and nobody's going to stop me. Your hands, I'm going to do everything. Stood in the parking lot the other day and I said, son, won't you come to church? We're in revival. He looked at me and said, I'm too busy. I got too much to do. He's got both his hands this morning, but he's on the way to hell. He's doing all he wants to do. But he's on his way to hell. He said, in the time past, we walked the will of Gentiles. We've done everything we want to do. Lasciviousness, wild lifestyles, lust, excess of wine. Amen. Just drunkenness. Hallelujah. Banquetings means like, amen, legal drinking. The best way to explain that, banquetings is like, you know, fancy, like controlled drinking, and abominable. Idolatries. You look that word up, banquetings, you'll find out. Amen. In the original Greek, they would have them, amen, like wine tastings and, you know, or what we would call toast or, you know, different things. And that's what that scripture is talking about right there. And I'm telling you, people say, I'm not going to live for God. Look at all the things I'll have to quit.
They got both their hands.
I'm not living for God. Look at all the places I can't go.
They got both their feet. They get to do everything they want to do. They get to go everywhere they want to go. And he said, if your eye offends him, I get to look at everything I want to look at. My Lord, you get right with God, it'll be just like these little children sing. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. Oh, be careful, little ears, what you hear. Oh, be careful, little feet, where you go. Yes, I'm here to tell you, I'm going to shoot straight with you, as I already said. Amen. You live for God, you can't look at everything like you used to. The Bible says a man looks at a woman and lusts after her, he's committed adultery in his heart already. I said, well, man, how do you keep from looking? Well, just like one man said, you can't keep a bird from flying over your head, but you can keep him from building a nest in your hair. You might not can stop those fleeting thoughts or that fleeting flash or that look, but you can keep from staring. You can keep from meditating on it. You can keep from buying it. You can keep from continually going to that website. Or watching this or that or the other. I'm preaching this morning. I'm sorry this scripture's in here too. Amen. For the sake of the message, I'm going to preach it and I feel like God would have me. Amen. I get to look at everything I want to look at. I got both my eyes. Jesus said, if your eye offends you, pluck it out. It'd be better for you to be one-eyed and go to heaven than to have both eyes and see everything you want to see. You know, that's quite a handicap to have one eye. Amen. I've got a friend, preacher friend, that was shot, amen, with a nail gun in the eye. And so mercy of God, he lived, but it just got his eye. I've got another young man that I know, amen, real close to his brother playing with a BB gun, you know, and just dangerous and not meaning to, but shot his eye, and he's got one eye. What a handicap. I thank God for both my eyes. I thank God for my eyeglasses. Amen. I thank God. We'll have us a little commercial here, right here, commercial break, and push the eye doctor, you know. Sister Courtney ought to appreciate it for that, but she works at the eye doctor. But no, that's not the idea. But I mean, what a handicap to have one eye. I'm telling you, you get right with God, there'll be things you can't see, you can't look at. What? You know, I'm going to look at everything. Both eyes, both feet, both hands. They had a life of full view. They saw everything they wanted to see in life. But they went to hell. They went everywhere they wanted to go. But they went to hell. They did everything they wanted to do, Sister Bethany. But they went to hell. What an accomplishment in life. A life lived to its fullest. Not handicapped by old time religion. Not restrained by some preacher that preaches it the old time way. Makes me feel uncomfortable. You look at that stuff. You look at that stuff on your phone or that computer or that magazine. You'll stand in judgment with God one day. Bible says if you look at a woman lust after, that's the same thing. These stars. Everything. I know, but the devil's out there to get us to go to hell. Everything's just so free access. God help us. The Bible said that old serpent, that sly old serpent, whispered in Eve's and said that God said, you'll eat of every tree. Almost like he's got a hiss. And she said, we'll eat of every tree, but the one in the garden, the tree of the good, the knowledge of good and evil. He said, you won't die. I said, God said, the day we eat it, you won't die. And said, yes, we'll die. God said, you won't die. I said, the Bible said, when the woman saw the fruit was pleasant to the eyes. You think the devil's going to make that sin look as ugly as it really is? Amen. When that young person tries that joint the first time, man, it's going to be the best ever. Amen. That booze is going to look so good and wonderful. Amen. The devil won't show you the finished product. He won't show you the end result.
He only showed Eve how beautiful. Man, it looked better than any apple in the garden. Better than any grapefruit or orange. I mean, you talking about that fruit looked good. The Bible said it was pleasant to the eyes. One to be desired and to make one wise. And the Bible said when she saw it, amen, she took it and ate it and gave to her husband. The Bible said that Abraham told Lot, said, you go one way, I'll go the other. Amen, we're too big for each other, whichever way you go. And the Bible said Lot lifted up his eyes and looked down to those well-watered plains of Jordan and thought, my, that looks mighty good. But a few verses later said he pitched his tent towards Sodom. He pointed his tent door towards Sodom. Amen. First we see him looking, and then we see him pointing his, amen, self that way. And then before you know it, he's all the way in Sodom. His eyes aching. When they came to Jericho and marched around them walls, God said, this is the first city. Said, you can have the spoil of every other city, but everything in this city goes to me. I want what's first. Ain't that something, how God wants what's first? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. He said, everything in this city is mine. Well, they go down there the next day, or they wipe that city out. Well, they go to Ai. You know the story. Joshua goes and says, God, what's wrong? God said, there's sin in the camp. Achan was found out and said, Achan, why did you do this? He said, when I saw, many a young people would have never went to hell that had control over their eyes. They got both eyes, but they're in hell. They got both feet, but they're in hell. They got both hands, but they're in hell. There's a lot of places I never went growing up, because I had my foot cut off, so to speak. I was handicapped. Thank God. There's a lot of things I never did. I stand here before you and humbly tell you, I never did. God kept me. I know I was raised in a good home, but God kept me. I had opportunity, but I never did. I don't know what alcohol tastes like. I've never tasted it. I've never smoked a cigarette by the grace of God. I've never done drugs, none of that. And I give God praise. There's a lot of things I never did, a lot of fun. I remember a old buddy of mine, his dad, he was about 18. His dad got killed and he got huge life insurance. Man, they partied and carried on. All them girls over there and everything. I remember he'd come by and talk to me. I thank God he kept me. I'm here to tell you, he got so strung out, they called me one day and said, Junior died. What? Said, yeah, he had a four-wheeler wreck, a brown broken bow. Greg County deputy there saying, oh man, them boys was drugged and high. I said, he probably never even felt it. He's trying to encourage me, you know, but I knew without the mercies of God, he probably was in hell. He done everything he wanted to do. His hands done everything he wanted to do. His feet went anywhere he wanted to go. He saw anything he wanted to see if he wanted to see it. He got large sums of money. I believe his dad was killed over at Warehouse or something in Valiant. Had a huge settlement. But what if he went to hell? I can see young people in hell. They got both hands. I could see young people in hell, they got both feet. I could see them in hell, they got both eyes. They did everything they wanted to do. They went everywhere they wanted to go. They saw everything they wanted to see. But they went to hell. I'm preaching this morning. Two hands, two feet, two eyes, but in hell. Stand together with me this morning. The presence of the Lord is dealing with hearts. God's dealing with your heart this morning. You're not going to serve God because of what you want to do. You might live your whole life. I'm not here to preach to you that you're going to die today. Only God knows that. You could, you may. If I could and scare you and get you to this altar, my Lord, I'd do anything I could. I don't know how many days you have left. You may live to be 100 years old and accomplish great things. We may talk about you and envy you. You may own a business or whatever. You may do all kinds of great things, young person. But if you lived your whole life and done everything you wanted to do and never lost a hand, but died lost, what would it be? I'm not telling you the next step you take will be over the brink into eternity. I don't know that. I'm not necessarily saying the Lord's impressing that on my heart. He may be impressing it upon you. You may go quick. You may go everywhere you want to go in life. And your feet may take you far and wide. But whether you die today or die 100 years from now or 80 years from now or 75 years from now, what if you go to hell? You may see everything you want to see, all the sights, no restraint to your eyes. Be here this morning, you're looking at things you ain't got no business looking at. You know God's dealt with you. The Spirit of God's dealing with you. You ain't supposed to be looking at that. What are you looking at that for? Let God handicap you. Let Him sanctify you. Let Him sanctify those eyes. Lord, sanctify us. I want to invite you to the altar this morning. The Lord is putting His approval on this morning. He's speaking to hearts. He's calling to you this morning. The Lord's a calling to you. He's saying, come. I'll sanctify you. Come. I'll change your heart to a way. Come, saith the Lord. You must cut it off, saith the Lord. A relationship, you must cut it off. The Spirit of the Lord is speaking this morning, saying you must cut it off. If thy right hand offend thee, cut it off. This saith the Lord. You're here this morning. I'm requiring of you to cut it off. I'm requiring of you to stop. I'm requiring of you to make a change, saith the Lord. I'm requiring it of you. I've allowed you to go. I've allowed you to do. But this saith the Lord this morning. I'm requiring you. to cut it off. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's gather in prayer. I invite you to come and pray. Invite everyone to come.
Appointed man wants to die. It's an appointment you keep. You can't deny. So I do. I say you'll never fail.